contract agreement, because he said something.
When they close the beaches, then we'll officially declare summer over. As long as 90 degrees, the summer is continuing.
And the pool store is open?
Absolutely. Regular round.
People got to use in the pools today.
That's right, it's hot. Hello. Hello, how are you? Hello. You can introduce it, I'll just comment, that's all. Is it extra brain here or is it me? Save money. I'm ready.
Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor.
If you want to save money, all we need is a center light.
Board of Commissioners, public meeting Tuesday, September 4th, 2018. The time is 7:05. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the December 14th, 2017, issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers?
Here.
Commissioner Tucci?
Here.
Commissioner Evans?
Here.
Commissioner Petracco?
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Here.
All present, Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Commissioner Petracco, we have an agenda.
I just have one ordinance introduction for a handicap spot at the...
Commissioner Evans?
I have several resolutions tonight regarding refunds of permit fees, tax charges. I have the corrective action plan related to the 2017 audit report, which we just have to introduce a resolution so that we can file the action of the report with the Division of Local Governmental Services. And I have resolution regarding Hendrix Appraisal Company for $7,500.
Thank you, Commissioner. Mr. Rogers.
I have an ordinance. In fact, it's a two-part ordinance. Commissioner Tucci will explain his part in a minute. It's an ordinance for second reading. What I did was lowered the base minimum salaries of certain individuals in my department. I think they were too high, and I think when people come into a job, the entry level should be a little bit lower than what we had it. So I'm going to introduce that ordinance to change that. Commissioner Tucci?
Yeah, my portion of this was reinserting the Section 4 concerning longevity, which somehow got included, but I went back and with the consent of all the commissioners, we went back to the ordinance that was adopted in February of 2004, eliminating longevity for any employee hired after March 22nd. So I do believe all the bargaining units now and with any new hires after this date will no longer get longevity. And there's also another section in here concerning the payout for sick days, all right, which has since been struck. And it's back to the way that I believe it should have been from the beginning. And that's it. That's all I have to say on this.
Anything else you have, Commissioner?
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Sure. I have a shade tree report for the month of August, and I have two resolutions. One, refunding tree permit fees at various addresses totaling $350, and the renewal in the Suburban Essex Joint Insurance Fund, which will take us from January of 2018 to January 1st, 2022. That's all I have.
Thank you, Commissioner. We have a presentation by Dave Lusberg tonight about wayfinding concepts. As I updated you guys at one of the previous meetings, the Chamber of Commerce put together people from Hackensack and people from Eastwood College to get together to come up with some wayfinding concepts. Since Mr. Lusberg is... that's sort of his expertise. He's been sitting in on the meetings. In order for us to come up with what the cost may be, so We can get some contributions from the two entities, at least, that I just said. We need to decide what kind of concept we like, so we can go back to them with some sort of cost analysis. So that's going to be his presentation tonight, and I promised him I'd have him on by 7:30. He has a personal issue to be asked to attend to tonight.
Maybe we can have him on before after 7.
Maybe. Also, I have an introduction of our long-awaited density ordinance. The ordinance, I'm asking to introduce this tonight. I assume it really just basically takes the planning board's recommendations and putting it in some sort of zoning ordinance capacity. I gave you, given everybody or sent everybody a red line version just to review like the major things that the ordinance will have. It'll be limit mixed use to 28 units per acre. At least 30%.
Joe, before you move on, because I did review some of this very thick document today, and when is this, we're going to vote on this?
Going to introduce it.
This is only introduction.
This is only an
introduction. You have the whole zoning ordinance. It's only right. Chapter 7.
I broke it down.
A couple pages.
Right, but the one that I question is the density. So when you say it's 28...
28 units per acre.
28 for what zone?
For all mixed use in any B.
So zone. are we going up in units? Because thought we had 20 and 25.
No. B2's.
There was no density.
There was no density for mixed use at all.
Right, for mixed use, that's what this is.
That's the issue at hand.
Right, there's no density. Okay.
Garden apartments now have a 20.
So that's, I'm thinking of the 20.
Yeah.
So that's my question. So
what
why
drove
are we
the
going?
Number of units? Parking?
Parking.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
What
mostly.
They,
and your other bulk requirements.
Right, so by shaping the bulk requirements and meeting the parking requirement, you sort of then figure, and having a height limit. It then basically said, based on what that configuration is, the net effect is the number of units.
Right.
So this flips it.
So basically, right?
Well, in here, I think they said something. Well,
I read this this very exciting document. It was, and I agree with it. I agree with the majority of it. All right. I definitely agree with the concept behind the revision, but I do have a bunch of questions.
I think we need to flush out those questions because
I
can tell you, so let me just go through what their recommendations, right? So they had 28 units per acre. They had at least the 30% of the first floor should be either, I think they called it non-residential use, so that would be either commercial and common areas.
And retail.
Right? And commercial, retail, and common areas. They had 70% two bedroom, 30% one bedroom, which I think based on the Rucker study, we need to really look at that.
I can tell you I don't agree.
Yeah.
I do not agree with that 70% two bedroom.
I got a crack.
Right. I
don't agree with the 28. I was thinking more along the lines of 25.
Now, Mayor, I have a question with regard to the two bedrooms. The concern that I'm sure we all have is, are we going to see kids come in? Are we going to see families or children
come
in?
Because our schools. The Rucker study says that one bedroom's, I'm going to try to summarize it. One bedroom in a higher rise building that attracts people with higher incomes will produce less kids.
Well, here's my point. I think we need... I don't trust these studies, okay? That's my first. I don't trust them at all. But my point is this, is that, and I don't know how we're going to do this because nothing's a guarantee, but I think we really have to be prepared for an influx of kids if they're going to put two bedrooms in there. I mean, I really have a problem with that.
I think we all do.
I want to build something while you guys are thinking of it.
Well, it's one of the reasons I think we should introduce it.
I think we should introduce it. I think it's long overdue, and I think we need to flush out what our concerns are and straighten this out once and for all.
I think it's really important is to get clarity out there that says for a given acre, this is what is allowed, period, and get that clarity. What the mix is and shaping that, because this calls for one-bedroom apartments at 950 square feet, two-bedroom apartments at 1,200 square feet. Increases the parking requirement, but it says a minimum square footage of a unit, maximum square footage or minimum square footage of a unit, I can't remember which, is 1,500 square feet.
Could we dictate what the...
Could we dictate what
type of housing, for example, can we say, look, we want single-bedroom senior housing there? In other words, because with senior housing, you're not going to have children.
I think we have a lot of questions around that, and I think we should be hearing from Topology, our planner.
Okay.
We should be getting somebody who can articulate for us what the Rutgers study said and what it, the updated study, what it said and what it really means. And I do think we probably need more information about what's our actual experience based upon the stuff that
I think built. That's the nail right on the head is that has anybody ever gone back and did knocked on doors and see what is the Rutgers study accurate? Isn't it accurate? I mean, don't we have the ability to do
this
that?
This is a brand new study.
Well, the thing is with the studies...
Usually, the old ones don't work. They come up with new ones.
That's actually
right. All right, so that's... I know, it's exactly...
But we went through this exercise some time ago. The school board came up with a study that was contrary to the study that you had, okay?
Right.
And then there was another study that was contrary to those both studies. I really like to... You just said something interesting, knocking on doors. I really like to see and find out what we experienced with Cambridge Heights, what we experienced with apartments here and there, and how many kids actually came in versus what the study said. To your point, it'll give us a good gut feeling.
I think we can get that information.
Good. I think that's what we should go on.
But I also think it's important, you know, because I have a lot of questions on the ordinance, as we all do.
Right.
And I think we should spend some time on it. But I also think it's important for us to get something introduced. Right, which actually puts out some criteria that we will, before we adopt, will refine. But I think we have to get something on the books.
Okay. So
that's fair. I
know I got this to you on Friday.
Right.
So you guys really we need to flush it out. But I think the introduction is important so that nothing else comes on the table. Mm-hmm. We're in a lull right now, so let's get it introduced. Let's at least have it, you know, the 28 units per acre. We can always go lower. Mm-hmm. We can redefine the number of number of bedrooms. We can look at the square footage. That 1,557 is a land mass. So if you took an acre and divided it by 1,557, you come up with 28.
It needs a couple more words.
So it's not a minimum.
Yeah, I had been quite.
Yeah, it's not a minimum dwelling unit.
That's a hell of a house.
Yeah, so if you took the whole acres, what was it, Councilor?
43,600
and divided it by 1,557, you come up to 28.
And what was the other piece in here? Every other 69 square feet,
Room 69 square feet or more shall be considered a bedroom.
Right, not called what, a living room or a kitchen
study or
yeah, so it's not a,
something. So,
so in other words, if it's a study all, and it's over 69 square feet, it's bedroom.
Yeah,
it's deemed a bedroom no matter what.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can call it whatever you want.
So that would be a den.
Yeah, den
or some other library, right? A computer room.
Exempted kitchens and dining rooms, right?
With the Castro convertible, for those that still remember that.
Oh, Castro.
Oh, yeah,
you guys are too young.
Oh, yeah.
you had one, Al.
With your old shot. So that's my my introduction of the ordinance.
Just so the record is clear, these suggested changes have been morphed over years.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not something we're doing in reaction to any particular development or anybody's idea to put something in town. This is something that has been on the record, theoretically, through the planning board for a few years now. I'm not commenting on how long it's taken. I'm just saying this is not reactionary to whatever is going on in town, the roads development. None of that. It has nothing to do with that. It's about what you've been trying to do for some time and come up with some type of a density.
I can only speak for myself. I know exactly what you mean, but I think everybody's going to agree. This is not to discount the work that the planning board has done, because they've been working very hard for a very long time.
Right.
All right, just that sometimes our perspective is a little different than theirs, and
And I think the Rutgers study is different than the previous study because it's gotten more specific in terms of height and income and things, not just one, two, three bedrooms.
But I think our goal, Counselor, and I'm sure you all agree, and I'm sure the planning board would agree, is to protect especially the schools from becoming overwhelmed. Because that could easily come over.
300%
I agree with the superintendent's letter.
It's also to control how many units are on a particular property that's independent of how much parking you could fit on that lot, right? Because I think what's happened over the years is without having a density defined for mixed use, I don't think anybody, 10 or 15 years ago, thought that we're going to be able to take a building, raise it up in the air, and park underneath. And most of the bulk requirements were considering building on a piece of property and parking around it. So,
are those units inclusive of affordable housing, or is that a whole different
thing? That's a whole different animal. What are my resolutions? I have raffle applications. I have a professional contract award to Topology. I have sealed bids to go out for Narron Place roadway improvement. I've awarded a contract to the Morris County Co-op for line painting. And I have approved a grant application, authorized submission for a grant to pave Grant Avenue, and awarded a professional service to Arterial for vehicular traffic planning services. Madam Clerk, anything on the agenda?
Yes, I have regular minutes for August 7th, 2018, and also under communications, the Nutley Elks are requesting permission to hold Sunday raffles, and that's all I have.
Mr. Chetepa?
I'll have a need for executive if we can do it after. I have Mr. Sapella coming up.
I just have like a 5 minute one concerning personnel before we go out there.
Can we do it in 5 so I can get that?
I can do it absolutely.
All right. Okay. A motion to go into executive for personnel.
Second.
Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, permits the exclusion of the public from a meeting in certain circumstances. And whereas the public body
is
and whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex, New Jersey, desires to proceed to close executive session, and therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley into executive session to discuss.
Personnel.
Be it further resolved that the time when such discussions may be disclosed to the public shall be when and as such disclosure may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley pending and or anticipating legal personnel, contractual matters, and other matters within the exceptions provided for by statute. Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor
Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. I have.
Is this involving the clerk or?
It might be better excuse.
Yeah, I'll take notes on this.
Okay. Thank you.